Let's talk to the Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Sheriff. I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. You sent me a message saying I'm a little off on the detox center. Tell me how.
Well, the county is not going to be in the detox business. We're going to be the landlord, per se, potentially.
Okay.
The proposal went to the county executive back in May with a proposal to use what has become an underutilized work release facility and convert, do some renovations and transition that into housing for a detox center. And Bob, here's the thing. There's no place else in Frederick County. There's no other building, brick and mortar building available. I think by doing this, whoever gets this grant bid award has the potential to use that facility and probably house as many as 24 to 32 patients. And we have nothing else in Frederick County.
Okay, if somebody's able to do that, and I know if I'm overstepping my boundaries of your knowledge of being able, but if we are the county, if we're, a leasee or an owner of it, per se, don't you have to staff it? Doesn't it have to be people who are able to staff it? And where do those people come from? They've got to be medical.
The staffing will come from the care provider, either a profit or a non-profit,
okay,
whoever gets that contract for the grant.
Okay.
So that's how it's going to work. My people will not be involved in it. There'll be no detention center staff. And I got to tell you, Bob, when you come in and look at it, and there was some concern up front by people who thought, it's a detention center. No, it's not. It's a work release center. It's a secured facility. It's clean. It's well maintained. It's beautifully taken care of. It's more like a college dorm.
Okay.
So, see a downside to this with the absence of anything else out there. Okay. I think this is the best possibility to get something up and running within a matter of potentially months versus years.
Yeah. I'm not against it, and I'm all for it. I just was wondering, because when I was reading it, is it going to be something that the government, is going to be doing? And I don't want that. That's why I asked the question: Is it the job of the government to be able to do something like that? I mean, we're already in the, senior care business, so.
No, not at all. But I will tell you this: I really hope, because of the fact, the building's already built, the beds are there, the facilities. Really is a turnkey operation. I think given that fact, I think whoever comes in and is awarded this whole grant contract, I think because of the cost can be so reasonable, I think it's going to be affordable, which is really important for the people who don't have any insurance.
Yeah.
So that's another piece of it. And the fact that everybody that comes to me right now and says, hey, Sheriff, I've got a family member that needs help, they need treatment, they want off the street right now, where can I take them? I have to tell them there's nowhere to go.
Mm.
Hopefully within months, I'll be able to say, listen, we can get you into a bed right now. That's what we need.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. I know that you got a preview of the movie Heroin's Grip. Is it a movie that people should see? Everybody should see it?
Absolutely. Great movie. Very impactful. Really tells some great stories. It involves recovered addicts. It involves interviews with the families of addicts. It involves law enforcement. It's a great movie. I encourage everybody to go see it. And as a matter of fact, the first public showing is tonight, I believe. It is, because I'm going.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, great movie. Conrad Weaver, kudos to him and his crew for doing that.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.
All right, have a great day. It's the Morning News Express, 7:45 at WFMD.
The Fox Sports Update on 9:30 WFMD.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Major League Baseball.